The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Chof Gimel, and we are 13 lines from the top of daf Chof Beis of Beis, more halachos regarding Shechenin. So the Mishnah on daf Chof Beis of Aleph said, Misha yekoisli samuch lekoisel chaveroi, lo yismach lekoisel achar, elum kein hirchak mimenu arba amus. A little bit of an ambiguous line, exactly what that line in the Mishnah meant, but the general gist of the Mishnah was clear, and that is that if your friend has a koisel, you're not allowed to build a wall next to his unless you leave a distance of 4 amas. And the Gemara said the reason is, Amar Rava, because people would walk on the side of a wall. And it was actually good when people walked on the side of a wall because it strengthened the ground underneath the wall, which essentially strengthened the foundation of the wall. If you're going to have now a wall that's going to be very close to that wall, how close? Within Dalanamis, it's not going to be wide enough for people to walk through, and you're going to lose some of that dafsha. You're going to lose that pressure that was put on the ground, which ultimately strengthened the wall. So for that reason, Chazal said, make sure that you leave a wide enough space for there to be a path. That's the premise of this idea of Daladam. Says the Gemara tonight. The next line of the Mishnah was, Hachaloinois, if somebody has a window, Bein Milmalon, and you want to build a wall now, whether the wall is going to be taller than the window, Bein Milmalon, if it's going to be lower than the window, Bein Kenegdon, or if it's going to be facing parallel the window, not taller, not lower, but the same height as the window, arba amis. The law is, there has to be arba amis, v'toni Allah. And a Abraisa taught, what does this mean, arba amis, and why arba amis? Mil malon, if your wall is going to be taller than the window, you have to make sure it's at least 4 amis taller, k'deish lo yotzitz, because if it's going to be less than 4 amis, your neighbor may be able to stand on top of his wall and peek into your window. V'yira, mil matan, if it's going to be lower than the window, you have to make sure that it's at least 4 amas lower, because you don't want your neighbor to be able to stand on top of the wall and be able to peep into your window. And if it's going to be facing, meaning it's not taller, it's not shorter, then the shear says the price is shloyafe. You have to make sure that there's at least enough distance that your wall is not going to stop the sunlight from entering the window so that his house is not going to be dark. Says the Gemara, time, it sounds like the only reason or the only thing you have to take into account when you build a wall next to your friend's window is to make sure that there's enough distance that the wall is not going to create darkness inside the room. Abu Mishum Davsha. But you don't have to take anything else into consideration. What we mean by anything else, what we just discussed, you don't have to leave 4 amas to make sure that there's going to be a path so we don't lose some of the foundation of the wall. So it's a kash on our Mishnah, or at the very least, a kash on the way Rava explained our Mishnah. Because Rava explained our Mishnah that you can't build anything next to your friend's kaisel. Doesn't matter if your friend has a window, he doesn't have a window. You have to make sure that there's going to be a path to the side of his kaisel, to the side of his wall. Here it sounds like the halach is dafka. If there's a window, you have to be sensitive. And how sensitive do you have to be? Just kadesh lo yafel. But more than that, you don't have to, says the Gemara. You have to say that this Mishnah, this Bryce is talking not about a window that's going to be facing the kaisel in the sense that the length of the window and the length of the kaisel are going to be parallel to each other. But rather, it's going to be perpendicular. If you have an art scroll Gemara, they show you a very easy picture. The width of the kaisel is going to be against the length of the window. So there's actually only a very small part of the kaisel that's going to be blocking off the window. It's for that reason that as it relates to the path, we're not concerned. Because being that it's such a small area that's going to ultimately be keneged the chaloin, that little area people could always squeeze through. You're not really messing up the path. Being that you're not really messing up the path, we're not worried about davsha. However, being that there is a small part that's blocking off the window, some of the sunlight is going to be blocked off. And that's the one thing that you have to be sensitive to. Says the Gemara v'kama, how much distance do you have to make sure there is between the kaisel and the window if you're trying to prevent there being an issue of shalo yafel? Omar yevo, chamu da'ashim bar nadvach, mishmei derav, kimli roichav chaloin, the width of a chaloin, which is a tefach. Fake the Gemara kasha, v'haloi meitzitz. If you're telling me now that you're allowed to have a wall next to a window as long as it's one tefach removed, again, assuming that it's perpendicular, it's not parallel. If it's parallel, you have an issue with our Mishnah. You have an issue with the path. But assuming that it's perpendicular, so you don't have a problem with the path. or you have an issue with the Shalayafa, you're saying the Tefach is enough, but to the extent that you're telling me that Milmala Lamatan, they have to be Dalad Amas removed, has to be at least 4 Amas taller, 4 Amas shorter, because we're worried about people that peek into other people's windows. So in this case, shouldn't you be worried? You have a window, then you have a wall that's perpendicular. Somebody's going to stand on top of the wall, he's going to be able to look in. So Freit the Gemara, why are we worried about the Haloi Meitzitz? Amar Rav Zvid said, the Madras Kaisle, it's talking about where there was a slope. It wasn't a flat wall, but it was sloping, so it's not possible for a person to stand on top of it. Another kasha. We just said that when we say the halach is ineligible to koisel next to a window, which again is referring to a case where the koisel is going to be perpendicular to the window, because if it's parallel to the window, you have an issue of dalad amas anyways. But to the extent that it's perpendicular, you don't need dalad amas. All you need is that there should be a tefach. But our Mishnah said, Hachaloyno is bein milmalon, bein milmaton, bein kinegdon arba amas. It sounds like the halach of arba amas is even kinegdon. So if it's going to be higher than the window, it has to be at least 4 amas higher. If it's going to be shorter, at least 4 amas shorter. And if it's going to be kinegdon, there has to be at least 4 amas of space. Not a tefach. It sounds like it has to be much more than a tefach. It has to be arba amas, says the Gemara. Lekasha, kam mi ruach achas, kam mishtei ruchas. What the Mishnah is talking about is when you had 2 walls perpendicular to the window. Each wall itself has to be only 1 tefach removed. However, how much distance does there have to be between the 2 walls in order for this to be okay? There would have to be at least 4 amas between the 2 walls. So each wall, each kaisel that's perpendicular to the window, as long as there's tefach, there's enough. Why do you only need a tefach? Because all you're worried about is kadesh layach. Why aren't you worried about our Mishnah? You're never allowed to build a kaisel next to another kaisel within 4 amas, because that's only when it's going to be completely parallel. Kinega, the entire length of the chaloin, you're going to have a kaisel. So if it's all within dalad amas, there's no path. Over here, you have a path. It's just one area you're going to have to squeeze through. That's all true when you have 1 kaisel. When you have 2 kaiselim already, you have to be too sensitive, unless there's a serious amount of space between the 2 kaisel. How much space? 4 amas. If there's 4 amas between those 2 walls, each of which are perpendicular to the chaloin, if you're visualizing this properly, then it's enough that there's only a tefach between each kaisel and each chaloin. Toshma, one final point on this topic, v'sa kaisel min ha-maschilo dalad amas. This is really the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if your friend has a house, top of the house is a roof, and there was a gutter, so that water can drain through when it rains, coming down the roof. So the halach is, you would have to, if you wanted to build a kaisel, you'd have to make sure there's 4 amas between your kaisel and the tip of the roof. The reason is because people have to clean their gutters sometimes, and they would have to erect a ladder so they'd be able to climb up to that roof. The ladder would have to be on a little bit of an angle. So how much space do you have for the ladder? You have to have dalad amas. It's for that reason you can't build your kaisel within dalad amas, because you're not gonna mess your neighbor up when it comes time for him to clean his room. Frank the Gemara, why is the issue time in Mishum Sula? Sounds like the whole problem over here is the ladder. Abba Mishum Daf Shaloi, why are you worried about the path? We just said now there's a new halacha, you always have to have dalad amas. Hakamai Eskinas, the Gemara says, no, Maschil Mishufas. It's talking about a roof that slanted. Being that it's slanted, so the tip of the roof where you have to be dalad amas from actually hangs over the kaisel of the house. So mitzad halacha, the Mishnah, as long as there would be dalad amas from the wall of the house, that would be enough, because all you really need is a path. Over here it's talking about where you had dalad amas from the wall. What the Mishnah is being mechadish is that in addition to the dalad amas that you need from the kaisel, you also need dalad amas from the tip of the roof. So for example, if the roof protruded an extra amma, now you're going to have to be 5 amas. The kasha, don't you anyways need dalad amas? No, you were yoitza the dalad amas because you had dalad amas from the kaisel. The chiddush is that you need to also be dalad amas from the maschila, from the roof, so that you should be able to have the sulam. Let's just see it inside. Hachav ma'yaskir b'maschila mishupas v'mishum davshahu. If you worried about the path, because of us to say you have the path. It's a new svara of sulam. Zok the Mishnah Ma'ayim. Mechikin es sulam and ashoivach arba amas. If your friend has a shoivach, he has a birdhouse, so you have to make sure that you don't leave a ladder within 4 amas of it. Kadesh tikpaitz an amias. An amias was an animal similar to a cat. The cat can climb up the ladder, go chop the birds. So to protect your neighbor's birds that are in the shayvach, you'd have to be marchik. You'd have to make sure that there's no sulam within dalad amas. Additionally, you have to make sure that there's no wall within dalad amas of the roof. That's what we just discussed. So that he'll be able to clean his gutters by being able to put a ladder there. Zokta Gemara, Leimo Masnis and the Loiker Rabbi Yosi. At first glance, it would appear that this Mishnah that says you have to be Marchik Asulam and Ashoy Vekar Ba'amis is the Loiker Rabbi Yosi, the E Rabbi Yosi, Ha'amar Rabbi Yosi said, Zeh Choyfer B'Toch Shaloi, Vezeno Teh B'Toch Shaloi. So we had Rabbi Yosi in the beginning of the parak. We had Rabbi Yosi in the end of Masechtas Bava Metzia. Machloikis Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Alan Mazik Laharchik Es Atzmoy, or Alan Nizik Laharchik Es Atzmoy. Rabbi Yosi was always of the opinion, Alan Nizik Laharchik Es Atzmoy. As long as what I'm doing in my own rishos, I can do whatever I want. Zeh Choyfer B'Toch Shaloi, Vezeno Teh B'Toch Shaloi. Aye, when you're Choyfer, you're being Mazik, and when you're Neteh, you're being Mazik. That's not my problem. As long as what you're doing bishos, it's okay. It's the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Yosi. The Chachamim say you have to be more sensitive. You can't just say, it's my backyard, I can do whatever I want. No, you have to be sensitive to what's going on. Ala mazik laharchik is asmai. But Rabbi Yosi shita is, ala nizik laharchik is asmai. So freak the Gemara, right here, bava basra chav beis amit beis, we just said, halacha marchikin es asulim ben ashoivach. Arba amois, why kadesh lo itik betanamiya? So you're telling me that I can't have a ladder in my own rishos? Because it's too close to my neighbor's shayvach, because you're worried that a cat's going to climb up my ladder, jump into this shayvach. Why is that my problem? Is the Lema Masnisin the Leiker Rabbi Yosi? Says the Gemara, no, I feel the same Rabbi Yosi. Could be the Tan is going Rabbi Yosi as well. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Kevita B'Rav Kehana, Hava Amar, Rav Kehana used to say that Moedi Rabbi Yosi B'Giri Dilei. Rabbi Yosi didn't always state his opinion. There are exceptions where Rabbi Yosi said his halacha. Meaning, when did Rabbi Yosi say his halacha? That's if I'm doing a maisa. My maisa is nigmar. We've spoken about this lamedus in the past. And now, somehow, because of the maisa I did, but if in grama, a damage is going to occur. The Rabbi Yosi says, as long as what I'm doing, I dug a pit in my bar, somehow or another, the pit ended up damaging your pit. Or I planted a tree and then it started taking root, and at some point later in the future, it caused you damage. I don't have to worry about that. But where there's a direct link between my action and the hezek that took place, over there, Rabbi Yosi is going to be maida that you can't just say zeinat epetach shalai. If somebody is standing in his rishos and he's throwing things outside of his rishos, and damage happens, you can't say zeinat epetach shalai. No, it's obvious that it's your action that's causing this damage. So over here, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi is going to agree that there's an issue to be a place, a sulam, too close to the shayvach, because if the chatul, if the cat's going to climb up the ladder, it's going to be considered giri delay. Why? So the Gemara explains it. Maybe as you're placing the ladder there, there's going to be this nemiya sitting on the side. You put the ladder down, this nemiya is going to kaftza, it's going to jump up, and it's ultimately going to cause damage, and for that reason there's a problem. But even if that happens, isn't it a grama? And Grama ben Azalka, we know, is Potter. So what are we worried about? I mean, at the end of the day, all I'm doing is placing the ladder. So I'm going to place the ladder. Now that Amiya is going to come, it's going to climb up the ladder and it's going to damage. Why is that not Grama ben Azalka in 101? I'm Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. So Rav Tuvi Bar Masna said, you're right, it is Grama. But Tzisei Meres, from this Gemara, we can spar, we can prove that Grama ben Azalka, haven't heard that word in a while, Osir, that Grama ben Azalka is Osir. Meaning, although Grama ben Azalka is Potter, so from a Chesha Mishpat standpoint, you don't owe somebody money if you're Mazik and Baif and Grama, but it doesn't mean that you could be Mazik people, Baif and Grama. So it's true, the Mishnah didn't say that if you put a Sulam within Dalan Amas of a Shoivach, a cat climbs the ladder, eats your neighbor's bird, that Yechai, it doesn't say that. What the Mishnah said is, Marchikin es HaSulam and HaShoivach, Arba Amas, that in Hilchas Issa V'Heter, you have to make sure you don't do it. Because if you do it, slap on the wrist. And the truth is, Grama B'Rezalkin is Pat Medina Yadam V'Chai Medina Shemai. So you see that there's an Issa V'Heter component when it comes to even Grama B'Rezalkin. Said Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, Zaysay Meres, you can prove from here that Grama B'Rezalkin, oh, so on that note, Rav Yosi Vavali Hanu Tali. Rav Yosi had a Dekel Kotan, Rashi says. Dava Asi Umni, V'Yasi Tutayu. There were blood letters, those were the doctors back in the day. They would sit underneath the column and they would let blood. For Asu Urvi, ravens would then come, Achlidam, they would eat the blood, Vesalki Abeitali, and then they would go on top of these dekalim, Umasadi Tamari, and they would ruin the dates. Amalu Rav Yosef, so again, Rav Yosef owned these date trees. Underneath these date trees, he would allow doctors to do their thing. So they were letting blood, there would be blood on the ground, the birds would come, they'd eat the blood, then they'd fly away. And they'd want to take a nibble out of the tamarim, and they would damage the tamarim by putting the blood that they got from the ground underneath Rabbi Yosef's dekalim onto the actual Talmud. So Rav Yosi said, "Afikuli kurku mehacha, arayis vandanet." I'm done with this. I don't want you to do this anymore. You're causing me a lot of damage. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, "Vagramahu." Why? They don't have to leave because the Makizei Dam aren't really causing any damage. All the Makizei Dam is doing is they're letting blood. But if in Groma somehow there's some chain of events that's going into effect that's ultimately damaging the Tamar of Rav Yosef. Amalei. So he told him back, Hachi Amar Rav Tuvi V'Amasna. So he say, Meres, Rav Tuvi V'Amasna already proved from the Mishnah Perek LaYachbar that Groma V'Nazakin Aser. So it's true, Grav Menazakin is potter, but Grav Menazakin also. But Abaya continued, Abaya told Rav Yosef, Va'achzik lehu. You can't just walk in one day and tell people to leave. Meaning, you gave these people rishus to do this. They've been doing this for years. There's something called Cheskas Gimel Shana. We're about to find out exactly what that is on Sunday. And that will take us through an entire month of Daf Yomi, Perek Cheskas Abatim. But the basic premise of Cheskas Abatim is that if you've been living on a piece of property or working on a certain piece of property for a certain period of time, 3 years, a person now can come claim that he's the owner and be meichen and tell you to leave. It doesn't work that way. Once you're there for Gimel Shanim, as long as it's Chazaka Sheishi Matayna, we'll see more about that later. So that is enough. So apparently these Makizei Dam had been there for years. So being there, they were there for years. Abaya told Rav Yosef, you don't have a right to get rid of them anymore. But Rav Yosef responded, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Ein Chazaka L'Nezakin. That there's no Cheskes Gimel Shanim when it comes to Nezakin. That if you've been mazik me for the last 3 years, you can't come with a tayin of Chazaka. But Abaya responded to Rav Yosef, but don't we know that Rav Mari said, Bekutcho, that it's not true that we always say Ein Chazaka L'Nezakin. It's only specific types of Nezakin, such as Kutcho. If you're doing something that's causing smoke to go into my property, you've been doing it for 3 years. I wasn't Moicha. There's no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Rav Zvida Amar Beis Akisei, or it was Beis Akisei related. It's something like really disgusting and horrible. So over there, we say in Chazakim Nezakim. But any other type of Nezakim, there is a Chazakim. So what was the Nezakim over here? It wasn't Kutra. It wasn't Beis Akisei. What was happening is this Tamar was being damaged because the Irvin, the ravens, were taking blood and they were putting it on the Tamar. So Luchuri, this is not an example of in Chazakim Nezakim. So you can't make them leave now. He's shouldn't be chayev because it's only a grama. But really, you can't make a move regardless. Because at this point, ein chazak le nezak. Amalei, Rav Yosef told him, hani lididi danina datoy, kikuch beis akisei damele. You agree that there are cases of ein chazak le nezak. When do you say ein chazak le nezak in a case where it's something really disgusting? In your mind, the only thing that's disgusting, Abaya, is smoke that's coming into somebody's house or the smell that comes from a beis akisei. To me, this is also disgusting. So I consider this disgusting. The fact that I wasn't meicha means nothing. To me, this falls into the gather of Rav Nachman's halacha of ein chazakel and nezakin. And it's for that reason, Rav Yosef felt that he had a right to tell these makizei dam to leave. Either way, this Gemara that we just learned is tucked away here, really, between two Mishnayos and Perek LaYachbar, but it's a classic Gemara. It's an often quoted Gemara, specifically when you learn the sugyas in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamma, and I think for that reason, it's kedai to pause for a moment and speak out some hashtag classic Yeshiva Shared regarding Groma bin Azakin. So Groma bin Azakin is something that's come up a lot. We're already holding in the third Bava. So Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, we've spoken about Groma bin Azakin, we've spoken about Garmi, Dovra Gurim Bamam and Kimam and Dami. So some of what we'll speak out now, we've spoken out. It's a smorgasbord of Yisoidis that we've already gone through, but Ein Beis Medrash Pelei Chiddush. So I think there's definitely several Chidushim that are worth mentioning along the way. So in the Gemara, it's Mavur, this idea that Groma bin Azakin is Potter. Taisis right away in the Sugi quotes many other places in Shas where you have Groma bin Azakin Potter, most notably the beginning of Perek HaKoines, where the Gemara mentions there are four types of mazikin that are Potter midine Yad v'chaim midine Shemayim, and what they all have in common is that although Reuven was Mazik Shimon, but he did it in an indirect way, and to the extent that he did it in an indirect way, we say Groma bin Azakin Potter midine Yad, albeit he's chaim midine Shemayim. Tosfos asks a kasha from a sugya in the Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Daf 100, where the Gemara over there says as Rashitas Rav Meir who's da in Dina de Garmi. The Gemara gives different examples of Dina de Garmi. We mentioned it briefly in Bava Basra Daf Bezam and Allah. But there's a concept that even though I was mazik someone by Ifen Groma, still I'm going to be chai. And Tosfos says, how do you reconcile Rav Meir Shita who's done Dina de Garmi with the Shita that seems to be universally accepted throughout Shas that Groma bin Azakin is potter? Says Tosfos, you have to say Groma l'chud and Garmi l'chud. There's different levels of indirect. If you take a look at Tosfos carefully here, Tosfos has two different hagdaras of what the difference might be between Groma and Garmi in Kam Mekoyme. That's outside the scope of what we need to do. But the point that Tosfos says is you have to say there's different levels of direct and indirect. There's a grama and there's a garmi. Grama is more indirect. Garmi is less indirect. If it's grama, grama benazak and potter. If it's garmi, that's already machlekes tanam. We, of course, pass on like grameir that's done dina de garmi. But Tosfos means another teretz. Tosfos says, the dina de garmi have mitam knas. That when we say that grameir is done dina de garmi, it's takanat midai raisa. Midai raisa, grama benazak and is potter. It's only midirabonon. There's a special knas that the Chachamim said when it comes to garmi. In other words, Tosfos seems to be unsure whether when we say Rameir is done dinner gami, is it midai raisa or is only midai rabbanon? In the first teretz, Tosfos is clearly going that it's midai raisa, and Tosfos is struggling very much. Therefore, to be mechalik, why would the Torah say this is a problem and this is not a problem? Tosfos then brings the Ritzvah and says, I don't think we have to be so worried about this. Because really the whole garmi is a knas ba'alma, and really we're trying to get inside the heads of the chachamim, not inside what the Torah was thinking. And it's for that reason it's nishta zoi shver. Bottom line is, Tosfos brings a ritzvah that says garmi is not a din d'iraisa, garmi is really a din d'rabbanan. The Ramban, Kiyudua, wrote a whole kuntres to garmi, and the purpose of his kuntres was to try to make sense of all the different cases in Shas where somebody was mazik someone indirectly, and to understand when is a grama, when is a garmi, and the shach, where he discusses these halachas, I think it's in Shin Pei Ches, right in the beginning says that he sat down to write a commentary. He was going to write a pirish on the Ramban's Kuntres de Garmi, and he realized that the Ramban was zigging and he was zagging. They weren't on the same page. Because he realized the reason the Ramban had to write a whole Kuntres de Garmi is because Ramban held that Garmi is Deiraisa. So he couldn't understand. When do you say Garmi? When do you say Gromo? On the Deiraisa level, you have to explain everything. But the Shach says it's a toys. I hold like the Ritzvah. I hold that Garmi is really only Din Rabbanan. Oh, if it's Din Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan make takanas sometimes. They have their Cheshbonis. But either way, two Yisoidis in Tosfos, really in the Ritzvah. Number one, Garmi is only Din Rabbanan. Number two, Garmi is a Knast. Yamshel Shloimo in Sechtes Bava Kama says that if the Ritzvah held that Garmi is only a knas, it'll come at a very big nafkimina lalach. If somebody would walk into Bezdin and he would tell Bezdin that I was mazik somebody, big Garmi, and where this, unfortunately, was somewhat shchiach once upon a time, was a mois. A mois is a classic example of someone who's chayif, midine yodam, because we paskin like Rameyu who's done din de Garmi. But without the chiddush of Garmi, a moiser wouldn't be chayif. So if somebody walks into Bezdin and he says that I'm a moiser, the halacha is that he'll be potter, said the Yamshel Shloimo. Because being that the Ritzvah said it's a knas, he's going to be considered a moide b'knas, and a moide b'knas is potter. So if Garmi would be a chi of mamin, so it's a doyos potter, can be aidim dam. But being that the Ritzvah was just mechadish, that it's not a chi of mamin, really what it is a knas, so you fall into the gather of moide b'knas potter. The Shach is matmi on this Yamshel Shloimo. The Shach says that even if the Ritzvah held that the halacha is that Garmi is a knas, still you're not going to have the halacha of Moide B'Knas Potter. Meaning it doesn't pass Moide B'Knas by Garmi. Because the Ritzvah also said that Garmi is only Din Rabbanan. And the Shach said that the only time you say Moide B'Knas Potter is if somebody's Moide B'Knas D'Raisa. But if someone's Moide B'Knas D'Rabbanan, you don't have the halacha of Moide B'Knas Potter. The Ktzoy says, is that so? The Ktzoy, the end of Shin Pei Ches, has an Arichos where he's Medaik and different Rishonim. This Shiloh, Moide B'Knas, B'Knas D'Rabbanan. Do you say Moide B'Knas Potter? Or do you not say Moide B'Knas Potter? I'll call him another area of interesting yeshiva charade that comes from this Tosfos. As it relates to Garmi, so there's a lot of different shailas that are discussed by the Rishonim and Achreinim. Number one, Adam HaMazik we know is not only Chayef Nezek, he's Chay B'Chamisha Dvarim. Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boishes. What about somebody that's Mazik B'Garmi? Are you Chay B'Chamisha Dvarim? Or are you only going to be Chay B'Nezek? What about Adam Wood La'Olam? Someone who's Mazik B'Shoikik. Bein shoygig, bein mezid, bein oynis, bein rotzin, you're going to be chayav. What if someone's mazik b'garmi? Do you have other wood loylam? Or do you not have other wood loylam? So there's a whole bunch of different shaylas. Number one, garmi, is it midei rais? Is it midei rabbanon? Is it a knas? Is it a chiyav mamon? Do you have the chiyav b'chamisha dvarim? Do you have echad shoygig b'echad mezid? These are a whole bunch of different shaylas that we'd have to try to figure out. Al kaponim, yusayd number one is Grama ben Azalkin Potter. How do you reconcile that with Garmi? So that's the bottom Tosfos over here. Dibra Maskel, Zoysei Meres, Grama ben Azalkin Asa. But the emes is that it's Mavura, much bigger Chiddush in this Sugya. And that is that not only is Grama ben Azalkin Potter Medina Yadam, Mechai Medina Shemayim, but if somebody's Mazik somebody else, Ba'ifin Grama, he's going to be over in Issa. So if somebody is Mazik somebody else, even Ba'ifin Grama, he's going to be Oyv Menasseh. Clearly implied from the Gemara is that in general, anytime Reuven's Mazik Shimon, aside from the fact that you have the whole Masechta is Bava Kama, but there's also an Issev Hatik component. Just like if somebody eats Nevela, he's over an Isser. If somebody's Mazik, his friend, he's also over an Isser. Not just that, the Gemara says, even if you did it by Vingurama, where you're Potter, still the Allah is going to be over an Isser. And the truth is, it's a Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is somewhat tucked away. It's in Hilchas Niskei Mom in Perikei Allah Aleph. And I'll just read to you the excerpt that we need. Mipnei Sha'asr La'adam La'hazik U'Lashali Mashizik. The Rambam says it's Asr. The Torah brings it as well. It's Asr for a person to be Mazik. Not only is it Asr, it's even Asr to be mazik, but oifin grama. It's yidua that Reb Baruch Ber in Siman Beis and Birchas Shmuel brings from his Rebbe Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that just like if Reuven's mazik Shimon, in addition to the fact that Reuven has to pay Shimon for the nizakin that he caused, he's also oiver nisser. If Reuven's shar, if Reuven's mamon, niske mamon, would damage somebody else's property, he'd also be chayv. Meaning Reb Chaim said that when the Torah was mechadish the parish of niske mamon, there were two chidushim. Number one, if my shor, my bar, my esh was mazik, I'm responsible. Number two, I'm over an isser just as if I would have done it myself. And Reb Chaim brought a raya from the parish of Kofar. If somebody has a shor and it kills somebody, so the Torah says, you have to pay Kofar. It's machlokes in the Gemara, whether Kufra mamoina or Kufra kapar. If Kufra is mamoina, so you're paying Dmei Hesed. If Kufra is kapar, you're not paying Dmei Hesed. What are you paying? Because you need a kapar. What kind of kapar do I need? Must be, I was over an Isser. So Reb Chaim said, from the fact that there's a concept of Kofar, and there's a mandama that holds, Kofar is not Mamoina, all it is Kapara. So that's the writer, Baruch Ber, says that his Rebbe Reb Chaim brought, that you see from there, that there's a idea, that even if your Mamon is Mazik, even then, you're going to need a Kapara. So we have this idea of the Isser Mazik, that's what it's known as in Yeshiva, that if somebody's Mazik, in addition to the Chi of Mamon, there's also an Isser. Reb Chaim said it applies even for Niske Mamon, above a Basra, Dafcha, Bezam, and Bez, we see that applies even for Grama Benazak. What's the Yisoyed of the Isser Mazik? Let's just continue moving this along. Yisoyed this. What's the reason? What's the Makar to the Isser Mazik? So the Yad Ramah, right here, Perek Le'achbar, and this is a Yad Ramah that's often quoted, but this is where it is, says that there's two reasons. He says, number one, V'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. Ma'dalach sni l'chavich le'savid. So it makes sense. You shouldn't be able to go ahead and be mazik somebody else. Or Torah Levi says the Yad Ramah, it could be it's lifnei iver lo'isitei mechshol. Maybe it's based on that. Although there's so many drushes that we learn from lifnei iver, but ein mikra yoytz midei pshutai, lifnei iver lo'isitei mechshol, you can't cause somebody to stumble. You see from there, there's a concept of an isser mazik. Another well-known yeshivisha pshat that said over is that it could be it's related to the parash of Hashavas Aveda. That madach, you have to return your friend's Aveda. Kal v'chaymer, Kal v'chaymer, you can't be mazik, your friend. But Cheschinuch says that this is the pshat that he likes, and he says it come out of Gevald Genaf Gemina La'alocha. Is there an Isser mazik to be mazik in Eidu Yehudi? To be mazik ben Noach? If the Isser mazik is related to Lifnei'iv or some other things, maybe there would be. But if it's based on Hashavas Aveda, we know that even though Gezel Akim is Aser, Aveda's Akim is Mutis, and Cheschinuch wants to say Chiddush, that it could be there's going to be no Isser mazik. Are you chayiv if you mazik a goy? Those are sugis above a kama. But what about an Isser mazik? That's never discussed. Isser mazik says the Michas Chinuch, it could be, it's totally in what the reason for the Isser mazik is. If it's the pshat that he likes, that he prefers, which is Hashavas Aveda, l'chayra, you're not going to have an issue. It's interesting, I saw Rabbi Chanan, based on this intro, says that I don't understand the Gemara. Meaning, we just said, Amrav Tuvi Bar Masna, Zoysay Meres, Gurama Ben Azalkin Asa. And I think when you sit down and you learn this Gemara for the first time, it's not a very big Kiddush. Zoysay Meres. Anytime you have the word Zoysay Meres, it means we're saying some sort of Kiddush over here. That Gurama Ben Azalkin Asa. Meaning, I would have thought, Gurama Ben Azalkin is Potter, it should also be Mutter. Kamash Malan, Gurama Ben Azalkin Asa. And I think that the reason it's a Kiddush is because at first glance you would say that the reason you're Potter by a Gurama is because the Hezek that happened, being that it happened indirectly, is not Nesiachis to me. And if it's not Nesiachis to me, it's for that reason that I'm Potter. It's for that reason I should be Mutter. But Freit Rabbi Chanan, Zilbas Ataima. Think of the reason. I just told you now, says Rabbi Chanan. Or the Achreinim told you. There's a concept of Haftal Riach HaKamoichel. There's a concept of Lutnei Yivilo Yisit HaMichshol. There's a concept of Hashavas Aveda. If there's an issue, the Haftal Riach HaKamoichel, just like Mad Aloch Sni L'Chavrach Le'Savid tells you, you can't be a dying go be mazik, your friend, shouldn't it also tell you that Grama Ben Azakin should also be Aser? So it's true, that's why Grama Ben Azakin is Aser. Obviously, that's the Kamash Malon. But Freit Rabbi Chanan, Zoysay Meres Grama Ben Azakin Aser? As if you could have argued that Grama Ben Azakin should be Mutter? Every pshat I've ever seen, says Rabbi Chanan, that explains a makar to the Isser Mazik is an all-inclusive Makar, and it would seem to include in it even the halachis of Grama. So B'chanan is very, very bothered in the Zaysay Meres of our Sugira. Grama ben Azak and Asa, he says to me, it's Pashit that the halachis should be Grama ben Azak and Asa. That's the first Aura. The second Aura, as it relates to this introduction, no, the whole intro was the intro. Rabbi Chanan's Kasha was the first Aura. The second Aura would be that Rabbi Chber, in that piece, in Simon Beis, declares that we know the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kama that really the Arba Avos Hazikin didn't all have to be mentioned in the Torah, and I could have learned them out through Tzad HaShavos, through Mahatzad. Why did the Torah write it? L'Hilchei Seya, because each one of the Mazikin has a unique halacha. Eish, there's a Ptur where the thing that was damaged was Tamun. Bar is potted by Caleb. Shein v'regel is potted by Shus Rabbim. Those are all things I wouldn't know from the Mahatzad. This is Arba Avos Hazikin 101, and it's for that reason the Torah had to mention the Arba Avos Hazikin L'Hilchei Seya. So we know now that if somebody lights a fire and it damages his friend's object that was underneath something, it was Tamun, a potter. If somebody has a bar and his friend's keli falls into the bar and it breaks, a potter. Bar is potter for Kalim, H is potter by Tamun. What about the Issa Mazik? Was I over the Issa Mazik? Or was I not over the Issa Mazik? Azoy had Rabarch Berg declared. And he really goes through each one of the Hilchei Seim independently. He says it could be Tamun Be'esh would have its halacha, and Kalim Baba would have its halacha, and Shem V'Regel B'Shus Rabim would have each halacha, its halacha. We learned Masechtas Bava Kama, we spoke at a ha'ara that I saw at the time in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah from Rav Spitz, dying in Eretz Yisrael. He was bothered. He said that this Gemara that we just learned right now says that Grama Ben Azakin is Asa. So let's talk about Kalim Baba. Somebody digs a bar, and then Ruvain's keli falls into the bar. So, Klert Rebarch Be'er, we know that I'm Potter, because we know Shar V'lo Yodam, Chamar V'lo Kel. But what about Issa Masik? Was I over the Issa Masik? Or was I over wasn't over the Issa Masik? If every Grama Ben Azakin, you're over an Issa Masik, then who cares if there's a Shem Bar Klapi the Issa Masik? I'm definitely a Grama. I'm no worse than taking a Sulam, putting it within Dal Ramas of a Shoivach, and then a cat runs up and takes a chicken out of the... It's such Poshet that... Why should this be any worse? Zavadai should be over. Meaning, Bishlam, if there's no halach of Issa Mazik by Grama. So the only way to be Mechayiv me is with the Chiddush HaTorah of Bar. So that's Rabar Chber Shaila. Is there Bar with regards to the Issa Mazik B'Kalim or not? But if Grama ben Azakin is anyways over the Issa Mazik, so Dalmine the Shem Bar. Typically, I was anyways over the Issa Mazik out Grama ben Azakin. As I hot Rav Spitz gefragt. The Maisa, I saw the Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Yurim asks a very similar kasha. His kasha is that we know there's another shita in Grama ben Azakin. Taisvis kasha. How do you reconcile Grama and Garmi? Shita's Rashi. And by the way, one of the Rashis is Rashi in our sugya right here, where Rashi says there really is no difference between Grama and Garmi. And the man dama that holds Grama ben Azakin Potter is Loi Don Dina de Garmi. And the man dama that's Don Dina Garmi holds that Grama ben Azakin is really going to be Chayef. Meaning there's no chilik between Grama and Garmi. Freit Rabbi Chanan, according to Rashi, according to the mandama that's Don Din Negami, that's Rameyer, he holds Grama ben Azakin is Chayiv. So how could you tell me that there's going to be a Ptur Tamun Be'esh? And how could you tell me that you're going to be Potter, Kalim B'Shus HaRabin? L'chayir, it's Grama, it's Garmi. And Grama and Garmi is really Chayiv. So the whole sugi in the beginning of a comment that explained why you need Darba of Isazikin, the Hilchei Seyem, it all works if you hold Grama ben Azakin as Potter. But if you hold Grama ben Azakin as Chayiv, you should be Chayiv anyways, Tamun Be'esh, Kalim Babar. You should be Chayiv Alts. You should be Chayiv Alts. Grama, you should be chayiv al tzkami. So, Freik Rabbi Chanan, how's Reb Meir going to learn the sugi in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kama? His mamash asking this kasha. This is his kasha. His kasha is at the end of the day, Tamun Be'esh and Kalim Babar is a grama. It's a grami. And if grama and grami is always chayiv, that's Rashi's chiddush and shita's Reb Meir, that l'chayra, you should be chayiv. Says Rabbi Chanan, you have to say that Rashi held like the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah, who said that garmi is only a knas. So it's true Rashi holds that the man domen that's not in the garmi holds that grama ben Azakin is chayiv. But what kind of chiyuv is it? It's not a chiyuv de rice. It's only a chiyuv de rabban. And what kind of chiyuv de rabban? No, it's only a chiyuv knas. It's only a chiyuv knas. That's the answer. Because it's true, you will be chayiv. Eish will be but it's a chiyuv knas. You'll have moed b'knas potter, like the Yamshul Shleima said. It could be there'd be many nafkiminas lahalacha. So the sugi b'avakam is gerecht that there's no real chiyuv mamin de rice of tamun be'eish and kelim babar. It's true that you will have the chiyuv of a grama ben Azakin chayiv, but that's a diluted chiyuv. It's a knas ba'am. It's a chiyuv de rabban. That's where it would chop itself a nafkaminot. just a third ha'ara. Actually, we'll save the third ha'ara for tomorrow. Zakhtu Gemara Kai. Machikin es ha'shoivach mina'ir. More halachas of nezakin. So says the Mishnah. Machikin es ha'shoivach mina'ir. Chamishan ma'am. If you have a shoivach, a birdhouse, you have birds inside your birdhouse, so you have to make sure your birdhouse is going to be at least 50 amis away from the city, because birds tend to fly 50 amis, and if they fly 50 amis, and you're within 50 amis of the city, they're going to go into the city, and they're going to eat, you're going to cause damage. Additionally, if you want to make a shayvich inside your own rishos, you could do that, but that has to be at least 50 amis l'chol ruach. So if it, when it does, it's 50 amma dash, runs its 40... Right, so it's gonna not go outside of the rishos. Elam ken yesh lachamisha amad chorim. Yehuda says beis arbas kurim. No, it's much more than that. You don't have to worry about 50 amas, but the shear really is of a care. You have to be much further away. What's the shear? It's 4, which is gonna be about 275 or so amas l'chol ruach. Meloi sheger hayoina. The base that shear is based on the distance that a bird can fly in one swoop. Then lakhay afilu beisray harei bechaskasi. If somebody bought the chatzar and this shayvach was already there, so you're not building it, but it's been there already. Being that you bought it, you could assume that there's a chazaka that it's allowed to be there. And even if there's only a base roiva, which is a much shorter distance, you're be allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Ma'amah Vesuloi. So the Tanakama of the Mishnah said that what's the distance that you have to make sure you separate your shayvach from the city? 50 yamis. As if to say that's how far you have to be worried that the birds are going to fly. For a mini, ain't person nishbali. You're not allowed to set up bird traps to catch birds unless you're 30 ris removed from the yoinim, or from the city, from the yishuv. You have to make sure that you're far away, because we're afraid the yoinim are going to fly up to 30 ris, and they're going to fall into your trap. You're going to be over the iser mazik of capturing these yoinim. So you see that, how far do they fly? Lamid ris. Nachamisha mamal. Lamid ris is much, much, much further. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Meisha chayti tuk. It's true that they're going to fly up to 30 ris. Bar krisai b'chamisha nam samalya. But as far as eating, they're not going to go 30 ris without eating. They're going to stop at rest stops, and they're going to make sure they pick up food. So our Mishnah, what's the concern? We're worried about them eating. Oh, you're worried about them eating? 50 amas already, you have to be worried. That sugya is discussing, you're setting up a trap to catch them. So even if they don't eat, it doesn't matter. But if they fly there, then you have to be worried. So as it relates to food, the shear is 50 yams. As it relates to capturing them, it's going to be lamid ris. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that just to fly, not even to eat, it's 30 yams. Time you go into the right, so yishuv, I feel a mea mil lo yifrois. That if you're in a yishuv, you have to worry about 100 mils. You see, it's much further. Yosef said, be yishuv krum. The idea over there of yishuv is talking about where there were vineyards. So the way, if you have walked through a vineyard, so there's like a lot of vineyards. So the point, it's not that they're going to fly 100 mil. That's not the issue. But being that there's so many krumim, they're going to go from kerem to kerem to kerem, they're going to end up going 100 mil, Rava Amab Yishuv Shayvachim, or it's talking about where there were many Shayvachim in between. So it's not like they're going from Shayvach to wherever 100 mil. But being that there's so many Shayvachim in between, they're going to go from Shayvach to Shayvach to Shayvach. Within 100 mil area, you have to be concerned. Perfect Gemara, Shayvachim, Vitebe Le Mishum Shayvachim Gufayo. Then why do you have to tell me 100 mil from the original Shayvach if there's going to be Shayvachim in between? So each Shayvach, the meter starts ticking all over again. Iba Yisem is Zokhtim Ardi. It's talking about where the other Shayvachim belong to you. So you don't have to be worried about that. There's no Isser. Viba Yisem with the Kanani, or they belong to an Eni Yehudi. Clearly, this type of Gezel Akim, for whatever reason, is not going to be Isser. Viba Yisem with the Hefker, belong to the Hefker. So you don't have to worry about the other. Only Shayvach you had to worry about was the Shayvach that they're going to be flying. Rabbi Yehuda said, Beis Arba Kurim, that it's not Chamisha Mama, but it's a much larger share. It's four. So really, he's going on the last line of the Mishnah that said that if somebody bought the shayvach, afilu beis roiva harei bechaskasi. Even if there's a very small distance, the halacha is that you have a chazaka that you own the shayvach, and it's for that reason the halacha is even if it's within close proximity to a yishuv or to someone's food, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be a problem. As long as there's a chazaka. What's a chazaka? Cheskes gimel shanim. That's mashma over here, that as long as I have a chazaka, even if I have a taina, I'm not coming with a psakoyach, a taina, that's going to be enough. And we know a chazaka has to be a chazaka sheyeshim a taina. What does that mean? So the basic concept of cheskes gimel shanim is, Reuven's been living on a field for 3 years. Shimon comes up, Shimon says, it's my field. If Reuven says, I know, but I've been living here for 3 years, you haven't said anything, so I'm keeping it. That doesn't work. That's what we know, Chazakah She'eni Matai. When does Chazakah work? When Reuven tells Shimon, I understand it was once your field, but I bought it. Where's the shtar? It's 3 years ago. I threw it out already. It's gone. I don't have the shtar. If I have a taina, and I've been living there for 3 years, and you were a moichah, and it's not such a taina why I lost my shtar, because, you know, it's 3 years already. So, but there, the halach is cheskes kimoshan. But there has to be some sort of taina. The Mishnah sounds like, in lakchay afilu beis roiva, hareo becheskos. As long as someone's had it there for a long time, now that you bought it, you're okay. Meaning, the lekech himself doesn't have to have a taina. Lekech doesn't have to know that the moichah bought it from the person who's tining now. It doesn't matter what the meicher knew or didn't know. As long as the keach is ba machmas chazaka, that's going to be enough. And Rav Papa, some say Rav Zvid, felt it was very noteworthy. So he say, matter is tainu lekeach, v'tainu leyerish. That a lekeach, a second person, meaning someone who bought something from someone that had a chizkus kumashanim, or someone that yarshin something from someone that had a chizkus kumashanim, he himself doesn't have a taino, but now you see that from our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, Yairish, do I need to prove that a Yairish can work with Cheskas Kimel Shonim, even if it's not a Chazok HaShiyesh in Matayno? Tonina, but I know that already about Mishnah Yerusha, and it's Arach Taino. Zok to Gemara, Lekech Esrichel. You're right, maybe there's no Chiddush in Yairish, because that we know from a Braisa, but Lekech, I don't know. And really, our Mishnah is not talking about a Yairish. Our Mishnah is really talking about a Lekech. But Lekech, Nami Tonina. Look, a Chatzar, Rabba Aziz and the Gezus Terai. So somebody bought a Chatzar, and there was like a porch or beams that were protruding from the chatzer over the Rishus, it was like hanging over the Rishus Rabbin. Hareo b'cheskos, even though usually the people in the Rishus Rabbin would be able to say, remove that please, it's hanging over into our Rishus, but if somebody bought it from someone that had it there for 3 years, so you're bum machmas cheskos kimoshanim, you're allowed to keep it there. So what do you see from here? Even though he doesn't have a taina, it's a chazokah she'eni mataina. Again, it's not clear why it's a chazokah she'eni mataina. But let's accept the fact that it's a chazokah she'eni mataina. Being that I'm a loikeach, I don't have to have a taina. So why do I need our Mishnah? So you say meres from our Mishnah, toyan and loikeach. Don't you see it already there? So the Gemara says, no, tzricha. You're right, you see it there. But you also need our Mishnah to tell it to me again, because each one has a unique chiddush. Yes, we only had that. I would have thought Gabi was just a rabbin. They make like shaloyu. Usually, people don't just get away with having a cheskes gimel shanim and a just a rabbin. Just a rabbin. The rabbin at some point is going to be Maicha. So we could assume, you know what may have happened over there? What may have happened is that this person really owned the entire property up to the edge of where his porch extends to. What happened was he took his property in. So it looks like he's hanging into the Rishus Rabbim. It's just the opposite. He gave away from his Rishus underneath the porch to the Rishus Rabbim. So we don't really know what's happened. But in Svara, that seems more plausible than to think that a guy just got away pitching a tent in a Rishus Rabbim for 3 years. It's not so mistaken that that would happen. So therefore, even without a taina, we let the Lekeach keep it. Or maybe he was able to get the moving of shakers in the city to be Meichel, and that's why you let him have it. Ah, Valacha over here. Loi, but over here we're not dealing with the Rishus Rabbim. We're dealing with you having a Shoivach next to your neighbor's field, where your bird may go damage your neighbor. So you don't have these svaras, maybe it's different. Yes, we had our Mishnah. I would have thought the king of the Yachidu, being that he's a Yachid, Ema, Piyuse Paisei. One person, maybe you could be Mephias. Maybe one person can get to be Michael. Ava Rabim, but to get a Rabim to move, Man Pais, Man Shavik, Ema, Loi, says the Gemara, Tzricha. So at the end of the day, it's the same halacha that a Loikeach, who bought something from someone that had a Chizkas Gimel Janim, can piggyback off that Chazaka, even if he himself doesn't have a taina. And despite the fact the rule usually is chazaka has to be yeshi mataina, over here it doesn't have to have a taina. But I need the Mishnah to tell me where the chazaka is infringing upon a Rishus HaYachid, where the chazaka is infringing upon a Rishus HaRabim, because the halachah is a halachah, there's a svar lakan, and there's a svar lakan. Hareya b'chazkas, so yifreik t'gimav, amr av nachman, amr av ravu, ain't chazaka nezaka. We had this earlier. There's no chazaka when it comes to nezaka. So how could a person have a chazaka to have a shoivach that's going to have birds that are going to damage his field? I thought, ain't chazaka l'nezaka, rav mori yom b'kutra, rav zudam b'beisachise. Teretz is what we said earlier. It's not always true, ain't chazaka l'nezaka. It's only very extreme types of nezaka, such as smoke going into somebody's house, with the odor of a Beis Akise, but ordinarily, that's not going to be the halacha. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, Nipa il hanimtso. If somebody found a Nipa, Rashi says a Goizel, found a bird, little chicky, lying on the ground. B'toich chamishem amo, if it's within 50 amas of a shoivach, harei u shabal ha-shoivach. We assume that it belongs to the bal ha-shoivach. Chutz mi chamishem amo, if it's outside of 50 amas of the shoivach, harei u shabal ha-shoivach. then, as long as it complies with the halachas of Eilat Mitzvos, so the person that found it, he would be able to keep it. Nimtza bein shnei shevachos. What if you found it between two shevachos? Karav lozeh shalot. Karav lozeh shalot. Whoever it's close to, he's the one that gets to keep it. Mechtzal mechtzal. What if it's at the 50-yard line? It's equidistant to both. Shneim yachlik. Then the halacha is that they're both going to divide it. This next gemara is another classic Sheba classic Yeshiva Gemaras. Omer Rab Chanina said, Roiv v'kariv, hochen achar roiv. So we have to see Rashi inside. The first Rashi on the Gemara, second line from the top. In Badav l'faneinu, if a Shaila comes to a Bezdin, v'yesh lo lehalach achar roiv, if Bezdin would be machriya, this Shaila, going baser roiv, hukach, halacha would be as follows. V'im telich by achar akariv, but if instead of using the medium of roiv, they would use the logic of kariv, they would say, not sure who it belongs to. It was closer to him, like in our Mishnah. It must be his. Einekach. That would be something else. So, Rav is telling me one thing. Karev is telling me something else. So what do you do? Halach by achar Rav. That's what Rav Chanina was saying. Rav and Karev, halach and achar Rav. Zok Rash. Even though Rav and Karev both have a makar in the Torah, Ruba de Raisa, that we all know. Dichsev achi rabim lahatis. V'kurva de Raisa, Karev also works mede Raisa. This is Gishmak. Dichsev ahoyo ir akreva. V'goymer. Where is that in the parish of Egla Rufa? So you see there's a concept where they found this cholol. They have no idea who killed him. Whichever city is closest to it, we have to assume the Ritzach came from there, and that city needs a kapara. That's the whole parish of the Egla Rufa. So you see the idea of Roiv, Achi Rabba Mahatis. You see the idea of Karev, where? One place in the Torah, in the parish of Egla Rufa. So they're both koichos that have an ability to be machriya sveikas. So the question is, what happens when they go head to head? You have Roiv, and you have Karev. That's Rav Chanina. You go basarif. The afag after Ruba de Raisa. The kurva de Raisa, like Rashi just spoke out. Afilu hachi Ruba adif. Mas Rav Zeira. Vayira krev elachol. Parish of Egla Rufa says, which city has to bring the kapara, the Egla Rufa, the city that's closest to the chol? It sounds like, what if there'd be another city that's a little further? So one city is 1 mile away, the other city is 2 miles away. But the city that's 2 miles away has 10 times the population of the city that's 1 mile away. Sounds like the halacha is still going to be Vayu Ira Kreva. See, even though the karev is going connected to the roiv, you go bust the karev. It's a kashra b'chanino. Says the Gemara b'dalecha, who said, maybe the only time the halacha is Vayu Ira Kreva is where there's no city that's roiv. Fake, don't have a laser bust the ruba alma. Still, if you're going to tell me that roiv is better than karev, can we assume that in the city itself, people came from other places? So you're right, there's a city that's closer, and there's no city in the proximity that's less close but has more people. But this city itself doesn't have people from Ruben Alba. B'yashev is Bein Aharim. It's a suburb somewhere. It's in some favorf in a place. No, nobody comes there from outside. It definitely came from the city. And a very big kiddush in how to read the pasuk. But that's what the Gemara says. According to Rav Chanina, you have to say that the only time Karev works by Egla Rufa is when there's no Rav.